Let me see what you can do.
Hot topics and interviews.
And that's just how we do it.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.
Entertainment Man Podcast is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Chris, the Mental Health Podcast. Welcome to another episode of this podcast. It's good to be back once again. And today, I'm actually going to be talking about post-web series, Was I Depressed? I know that title doesn't make sense to me. I may retitle it before I post it up. Possibly, I think I'm going to. Because, yeah, it's just, I don't know if that really makes any sense to me. It doesn't. It doesn't really make any sense to me. But post-web series, Was I Depressed? So, first of all, depression is a very serious topic. This is a very, very, very serious topic. So, full seriousness in this episode. And there will be more episodes about bullying and mental health with a special guest coming back eventually onto the show for his third appearance. As you all know, Crispy on the Web Media has acquired, you know, the real project, Crispy on the Web Media acquired the Entertainment Talk Show, which was part of the Real Project team originally. It was originally part of the Real Project team group back in the day, but not anymore since that team dissolved. Now it was part of Crispy on the Web Media for a bit, for the season. So I will say we started this fifth season under the former team. That's how we started. We started with the former team. Then from there, we acquired it, and then we continue on with the series. And the series actually ran two seasons, seasons 5 and 6, and then the series was actually put on hiatus. And fast forwarding over to the hiatus, I opened up a lot more about during the hiatus on an episode of this podcast a little further back about the Entertainment Talk Show during the hiatus, what we did, what we were up to. And obviously we had everything about Royal TV was part of the big thing in there as well, which was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun at the time. It was a lot of fun. So, and then in June 2016, I announced that Entertainment Talk Show was ending its run after 8 years, and technically 7 if you don't, maybe not even that, if you don't want to add in the years that we did the series. So let's see, so 2 years to start, and then 2000 up to 2014, so that's 4 years. So technically we ran 5 years in total, five or six years in total, 6 years in total. That's not including the hiatus, but it was technically from the start to the finish, it was actually 8 years, a little over 8 years that it was around, even during the hiatus. But anyways, that is besides the point. And, you know, I was talking about more about the college days. Anyways, I felt good at the start of the changes from the web series to podcasting to going to everything about TV on audio only, you know, quitting YouTube and, you know, doing everything audio only, going more offline and kind of not as involved with video as much as I was before. I was doing a lot of audio only podcasts, and I still think audio only is better. I'm doubting YouTube right now, personally, and I'm thinking, why am I doing YouTube still? I'm going back to the episode on Wednesday, which I'm actually recording this the day after it went out, actually. I'm a little behind the scenes there, but so yeah, it was, I'm doubting it, but maybe that's another topic for another day. But yeah, like getting out of YouTube, I felt like, yeah, you know what? I'm done with YouTube. I don't ever want to go back to it. And well, look at what happened. I ended up going back. 6 years later, I ended up going back into the YouTube platform, and I ended up back as a YouTuber and, you know, doing this podcast and doing everything else. And, you know, like it was, I did not ever think in a million years I would actually come back and do YouTube again and start this all up again from start to finish. But yeah, like I felt good. It was a good feeling. But then as the months went by, then I'm like, I miss it. You know, I miss the series. I miss YouTube. You know, I tried to go back to YouTube with Everything About Royal TV. That didn't work out very well. That did not work out very well whatsoever. I sucked at doing Everything About Royal TV on YouTube. I quit, I think numerous times I quit, And then I just like, you know what? I'm just done. I don't want to even bother. I don't even mention going back. Like, I haven't really talked about and opened up about going back to the old YouTube days. And yeah, it's just, I haven't gone back to it. I haven't talked about that. And I'm going to. I think that's the topic I want to bring out, is going back on and off of YouTube in between my retirement, trying to come back on YouTube. But that was a fail. It was a big fail on my part. I was stupid just to go back. And if I say I'm retired from YouTube. I don't know. But, you know, we started changing the website. The website changed a lot. A lot of our information on our website was changed. As the months went on by that fall, I started to miss a series. And the series, you know, became a thing of the past. I didn't do it anymore. And YouTube was just a complete thing of the past. And, you know, I wanted to bring it back. And I admit that. I really do. I admit that I wanted to reboot the series again. I wanted to bring it back. And I have to remember, though, I didn't have a cameraman. That's the one thing I didn't do. I did not have a cameraman to help me out with that. So, because Larry quit, Eric quit. So, yeah, I had no cameraman. And by 2017, Justin left as well. So, pretty much, I didn't have a team by 2017. I had no team whatsoever. Probably Jim or Joe or Mark or whatever. Whoever I had on before or was with me constantly, just helping me with the website stuff. That's all it was. Just the two of us running things. But I was mostly on my own during that time. I wasn't really thinking about rebooting or getting a new team or whatsoever that will help me do the job. Like, really, I never did think of it that way. But, you know, first 2 years was tough. And yeah, of course I wanted to come back. Of course I wanted to do the series again. But I was getting into a new role within Crispy on the Web Media. It wasn't really a team. It was just me being me. It was more of a brand than a media company. Now it's a media company because we have like four of us on the team. That will probably go back to brand if I ever lost Larry and Jim and Kelsey. You know, that would be a big tragic move. Or that would be a big tragedy. Then I would be going back to being a brand instead of being a company again. I would be just more of a brand than anything else. But and also not just Larry leaving, but Justin and I mutually agreeing to him leaving the company, which was a company back then. And then we didn't even have the word media in there too. We never had the word media within the whole thing. We never once put Crispy on the Web Media. It was just Crispy on the Web or crispyonthewep.com, like all of those. It was just that. But that wasn't for well over 5 years. So I struggled mentally. I was going through a lot. A lot of friendships were being tested. Larry and Eric and I, I wasn't talking to Larry. I wasn't talking to Eric for the longest time. I went through some depression. I got some counseling. I got some help. I went through a behavioral therapy because I was going through a lot and I was not myself. And I was really mentally not stable. And especially in 2019, I think it was, I went through some medication changes. My medication changed, or not technically it did. Okay, my meds for my autism did not change per se. It's just the dosage changed up, and it's helping me a little bit more. I'm noticing it's working now a little bit more than normal. Some days it works, some days it doesn't. I don't know, but I know I've explored medication changes. I'm going through, might be going through the outreach area of the mental hospital locally nearby here, in the next town over. I'm going to try to get that, try to see what there is I can do to adjust my medication to get it a little better, you know, but I've not heard from them. I don't know what's going on. Again, that's going to be an episode I'm going to talk about my personal story, and Shane's going to come on the podcast. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about everything that is going on, especially mental health and how it's hard to talk to somebody about your mental health, honestly. So Yeah, it was not easy to deal with. It was not easy to deal with depression. It was not easy to deal with. There were days I just didn't want to do anything. I didn't function. All I wanted to do probably was play video games. And, you know, I know why too. It's because I was dealing with the loss of the series. The series was my whole world. Like, I loved doing that series. I was doing it for well over 8 years. I wasn't ready to end it. You know, that's probably how I'm going to feel when I get towards the end of this podcast. And I'm feeling this podcast is becoming stale to me. And I'm ready to move on to other bigger and better things. You know, yeah, like there will be a time when that's going to happen with this podcast. But I'm going to make sure that I am not going to go back into that depressive state again. And just completely, you know, fall apart, go off the clock, and not exist anymore. Or not exist, but no longer, like, not function properly. But, you know, I remember series comes and goes. When it's time to move on, it's time to move on. And I've already been through it once I've been through it twice, actually, in the last 4 years now. First, it was Everything About Reality TV, which I'm actually looking up at the frame up on the wall. And then next to it is the Power Rangers podcast. And then far left, right next to the Everything About Reality TV, is the Entertainment Talk Show poster. So that kind of brings back a lot of memories that will remind me what I went through with the series back then. But also, I had season 7, 8, 9, and 10 planned out. I did. I wasn't just feeling like I was done with the series. You know, I felt becoming stale to me. You know, I was feeling bored of the series. You know, plus I was exhausting with a method that we had, because once mid-season came, and I probably said this before in the past when I talked about, you know, post season 6, and when I was doing the season, I was on hiatus. I was talking more about what happens, like how it really works. No, I don't know if it might have been a separate episode, but I mean how we actually are planning out the next season by January of the new year. So we start planning out the next season, so we're ready to go for September, and then we can get things together for the set, and we start working on the set in the summer and all that. Like, I've talked about it, but honestly, I was feeling I was done with the series. I was done. I was finished. I didn't want anything to do with it. I know, I just was finished. I did not want to put any more effort into it. I felt like, you know, I've done everything I could to keep the series alive. Honestly, you know, it became stale to me. And that's a big word I'm using on this podcast today, is I'm literally calling my own series stale, because it was stale. I was feeling like it was just repetitive. And, you know, I was bored. I was getting bored of the series. Just the same thing day in, day out. Same routines and whatnot. It was very exhausting with the method we had as well. You know, going through sets. You know, we had him hidden behind the dresser, which actually is on the other side of my screens. If you go, so I have a dresser that my printer's on it right now, but back behind it, normally, that's where the sets are. Now, if you were to move the dresser out of the way now, there's nothing back there. Those sets have been destroyed. They've been scrapped a long time ago. But, you know, every time I went back there, and I kind of reminded me of the series, reminding me of everything that we've been through over the course of time. You know, maybe the fact the cameraman quitting got me down, and, you know, I felt the series was just over. And then having someone else quit, and then just couldn't finish the series off. And I've even admitted to Eric, I miss it. I miss the old series. But, you know, I am very happy with the state of what I'm doing. I'm actually very happy with, you know, Entertainment Man podcast. I'm happy with the CBLDW show. I'm really happy about it. You know, I've had offers to help finish it, but that was changing. That changed a lot. There was fighting going on. I wasn't talking to two people that were on the team originally. So that probably contributed to my depression. I felt like a failure as a producer and host. You know, you will have failures in life. There'll also be successful moments in your life. You have to work hard. You gotta stay positive. You gotta set those goals. And I'm gonna do an episode about that. That's the one I want to do, is talking about one about setting your goals. And I'm actually going to grab my pen. I'm just gonna write that down while we're talking, just so I remember, and how important it is to set your goals. So that's another episode. And I'm gonna work on that, or I am working on that this weekend. So you guys will have new episodes. I still have one more episode to go that is actually scheduled for the next weekend. And maybe I'll record that this weekend as well and just have that finished so you guys have an extra episode for the following week. But for right now, that's another episode I want to put in there, setting your goals. But, you know, look at everything I've been through from fall 2015 to winter 2019 with, you know, the reality TV, the struggles in 2020, 2021, 2022, with all the drama, accusations being thrown around without legit proof. All the crap, you know, made me a stronger person. And Entertainment Podcast has been a success because we're now probably more than 53 subscribers from the time that I am actually posting this. This is being premiered on YouTube. This is becoming public to you guys. You know, either way, you know, this podcast has become a hit. Since 2022, I started to show a lot of growth. I started to peak up there. I was starting to get more listeners and all that. And, you know, 2023, I hit the top of the mountain of success. I wish I could probably make a map of a drawing of a mountain to the levels of success. Maybe I should do that. I should maybe think about drawing one up or something, making a cool one like that. But with everything I've gone through, I've become a success. And, you know, I have you guys to thank for that. I do. I have you guys to thank for that. You know, yeah, I do get depressed from time to time, doubting myself, things, about things. And gotta remember that journey. And I'm sure Shane's mentioned it in the podcast a few times when he's been on. You know, it's a journey. Your life is a journey. And he's great. Life is a journey. So, you know, I've been through a lot of depression, you know, but I've come so far from the beginning of this. Look at this. 10 years. It's going to be 10 years coming up quickly. And I should be proud. I should be keep going even if my series did end. You know, I'm going to change things up with my career and the team. And it has become such a great, amazing community of people, you know, and I'm very, very, very proud of it. I'm very proud of this community. I'm very proud of everything that it has become. So I am very, very forever grateful for this amazing community of people, you know. And yeah, I was feeling down earlier before recording this, thinking, oh, I'm not going to keep the group page, and I was going to delete it. But no, the group page is staying. I'm just kind of changing things up a little bit. You're going to see more, you know, Crispy on the Web Media's page a lot more than normal. And yeah, definitely it's going to be a bit of a change, but you know, change is good. But anyways, so that is the episode for today. I hope you guys enjoy this. Next week I will be talking about when you're inspired to keep on creating. And that's a great one. It's an inspirational one, and a very powerful topic I want to talk about with regards to being creative, whether it's a podcast, whether you're writing a book, whether you're writing a blog, or you're creating a inspirational YouTube video or a YouTube video of any sort. You know, that's going to be an awesome episode. I look forward to that one, and I'm going to probably get to work on it this weekend. I'm going to maybe record it ahead of time so I can get it out to you guys early, or not early, but on time as always. And I wanted to talk about this for quite some time now, and this is the right time and place to do that. So also, if you have a podcast or you're a content creator or you have a business, you're a streamer, it doesn't matter, you know, it doesn't matter. As long as it fits, a writer, we do allow authors on the podcast as well. I do allow that. But you have something you want to promote, you know, feel free to reach out to me on social media at Crispy on the Web on Facebook, Twitter, aka X, Instagram, or entertainmentmanpod@gmail.com. The link is always in the description box below, always. You can, myself or my community director will be happy to set up an interview with you guys. So I can have you on and we can have a chat about what you do. And all interviews do last between 30 minutes to an hour a day, or not day, but per session, per interview, it runs about 30 minutes to an hour tops at the most. I try not to go over an hour because I don't want to bore you guys. I don't want to keep you guys too long, you know. I do have a limit and I'm trying to stick to that limit, but I would be happy to have you guys on the podcast. And please do reach out on either social media, the Crispy on the Web web media, social medias, or entertainmentmanpod@gmail.com. And like I said, my community director or myself will be happy to set you up and send you the Kellen Lindley link to you guys to book. Just make sure to send some information to in the email or message. That way we can I can get some questions put together for you as well. That's usually how I work with, you know, getting all the information together. Also, finally, if you are new to the podcast, please do subscribe to wherever you're listening to this podcast, whether it's on YouTube or anywhere in the audio-only feeds. That's the best way to support the podcast, support this amazing journey, this dream of getting to 100 subscribers soon. I really want to get to 100 subscribers eventually, so I hopefully we'll get that done, down to that pretty soon. Also, there's one more thing I was going to say, and I forget what it was now. I remember now. So, let you guys know that for those who didn't see any of the, if you didn't see the social media posts or you didn't see my community posts here on the YouTube channel, please go check it out. Pretty much, what I said is all episodes of Entertainment Man podcast will be on video. That means Wednesdays at 1 p.m. every second Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern will be on video, YouTube, and also on audio only, and also Sundays at 1 p.m. Eastern, every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern on YouTube and audio only. So both of them will be on video, same time, 1 p.m. So I'm excited for this announcement. But right now, I'm going to sign off. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. As always, I will see you guys next week for another episode, next Sunday for another episode of Entertainment Podcast. Till then, have a good one. Bye for now. Entertainment Man Podcast is a weekly radio podcast produced by Chris Miller Web Media. All rights reserved. Any illegal reproduction of this content will result in immediate legal action.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week again for a fresh round.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.